Hi, listeners. Welcome to the She Speaks Life podcast, a weekly encouragement where we share our God stories. I'm your host, Jamie Elizabeth, and I am so glad you are spending time with us today to listen. Hi, friend. Welcome to the first episode of 2022 here on this podcast. I know we are well into the month of January here, and I wanted to kick off this new year with a testimony of mine that I went through the end of last year, because I really think that what I have to share with you will resonate, as this is something that you may have experienced before, or maybe you're in it now, but I think it's definitely something that we will face at some point in our lives. And that is, what do you do when you feel distant from God? I mean, what do you do when he feels miles away and life seems too much to handle? And we are asking, where are you, God? So it began with me the end of last year. I had just recovered from COVID and I was hit with a couple of devastating situations. Because they both have to do with others, I can't go into full detail just to respect their privacy, but both messages that entered my world sent me on a dark spiral. The first message I received was something that I thought I heard God tell me, he will take care of it. It is done. So when this news came back, I was confused, I was hurt, and I was angry, doubtful, and full of fear. I questioned, did I even hear God? And worse was having all those other times I thought was God questioned as well. The enemy was having a field day playing with my thoughts and bringing doubt in my faith and relationship with God. I was also spiritually exhausted. I had believed and trusted God with this situation for months, along with encouraging others to keep the faith and not give in to fear. And then when this came, it felt like everything I heard God say and trusted him with became untrue. So during this time, I also received a second message that confirmed I was to move on from an unhealthy friendship. The mistreatment left me hurt. And I was sad that the situation developed into what it did. So here I am, hurt, broken, rejected, doubtful and fearful, and every other yucky feeling imaginable. And what's worse is that in my sadness, I couldn't feel God or sense his presence. It felt like God ran off and left me in the dust. Now we all know God never leaves us or abandons us, but our feelings can become so real sometimes. So in my one of many times of crying out to the Lord of how I was feeling, I was reminded of David in Psalms. David brought God his feelings many times, and I could relate to some of these verses that he spoke, especially Psalm 10:1. And he says, Lord, why do you stand so far away? Why do you hide in times of trouble? So for days as I came to God with all my hurts and fears, I again felt nothing and sensed silence. And then I was reminded again of David and knew from my experience of reading Psalms that he worshiped and praised God in the middle of his pain. So despite my feelings, I began to just praise and worship him. I gave him thanksgiving and I read up on scripture where David was thirsting for God. In Psalm 63:1-8, David says, O God of my life, I'm lovesick for you in this weary wilderness. I thirst with the deepest longings to love you more, with cravings in my heart that can't be described. Such yearning grips my soul for you, my God. I'm energized every time I enter your heavenly sanctuary to seek more of your power and drink in more of your glory. For your tender mercies mean more to me than life itself. How I love and praise you, God. Daily I will worship you, passionately with all my heart. My arms will wave to you like banners of praise. I overflow with praise when I come before you, for the anointing of your presence satisfies me like nothing else. You are such a rich banquet of pleasure to my soul. I lay awake each night thinking of you and reflecting on how you help me like a father. I sing through the night under your splendor shadow, offering up to you my songs of delight and joy. With passion, I pursue and cling to you because I feel your grip on my life. I keep my soul close to your heart. And so that psalm right there really brought me to a place of just worshiping him and praising him, no matter how I was feeling, no matter how hurt and broken I felt. This psalm just brought me to a place where I started to feel uplifted. And I also was reminded of Job and how he had back-to-back horrible news, and yet he worshiped God. And through that, I discovered too that God didn't speak to Job in the first 37 chapters, and it wasn't until the 38th chapter that God talks to Job. So reading about both of these men in the Bible brought me comfort, and just knowing just to keep giving God praise in the midst of pain, and he will reveal himself and get me through. And I also began to cling to his promises like never before. I held on to these three, which are God is enough, God is faithful, and God's word is true. These three things, this was my anchor of hope. The praise and worship literally broke the barrier I created with my doubts, and the promises brought me back into his arms of grace. It also reminds me of this verse that came to me during that time, and it was 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 9, and it says that we may be knocked down but not out, and we have this hope, and his name is Jesus, and I'm so grateful that he is a head lifter. God took my downcasted soul and lifted me up to feel his love, peace, and comfort. Along with many prayers to forgive the other person, I eventually began to fill with God's love, and he mended my broken heart. And now I get to look back and see that this was a test of my faith. Was I going to retreat or press into God and allow him to refine me and strengthen my faith? I once heard recently from a pastor, and he said that tests are given to see what you've learned leading up to it. You apply what you've learned to test. It isn't new information. And so just like that, I understood that in my days of encouraging and discipling others and being a steward of God's word, that I applied what I learned to the situation that I experienced. And we really never know what we do today that is preparation for our tomorrow. But I am super thankful that God's word brings light, brings healing, and it's alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit. I know in both situations, God has done a mighty work and he has taken care of it. And I hope that my experience brought you an enormous amount of encouragement to know that God never leaves us and that he'd rather have us trust his presence. And it's not always about feeling his presence. It's faith, not feelings, that pleases God. And despite our pain and sensing silence, and he seems miles away, he gives us wisdom on what to do. And we never, ever stay there. He always brings us through. So how do we keep our eyes on Jesus when they are filled with tears? Go to him with all emotions. Lay it at his feet. Tell him how you feel. Praise and worship him through scripture and song. Trust him no matter what you see, and you surrender your heart to him, forgiving others and loving him with all of your heart. I wanted to leave you with a song for my year. It's out of Psalm 34. It's just beautiful. David says, "Lord, I'm bursting with joy over what you've done for me. My lips are full of perpetual praise. I'm boasting of you and all your works. So let all who are discouraged take heart. Join me, everyone. Let's praise the Lord together. Let's make him famous. Let's make his name glorious to all. Listen to my testimony. I cried to God in my distress, and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears. Gaze upon him, join your life with his, and joy will come. Your faces will glisten with glory. You'll never wear that shame face again. When I had nothing, desperate and defeated, I cried out to the Lord, and he heard me, bringing his miracle deliverance when I needed it most. The angel of the Lord stooped down to listen as I prayed, encircling me, empowering me, and showing me how to escape. He will do this for everyone who fears God. Drink deeply of the pleasures of this God. Experience for yourself the joyous mercies he gives to all who turn to hide themselves in him. Worship in awe and wonder, all you have been made holy, for all who fear him will feast with plenty. Even the strong and the wealthy grow weak and hungry, but those who passionately pursue the Lord will never lack any good thing. Come, children of God, and listen to me. I'll share the lesson I've learned of fearing the Lord. Do you want to live a long, good life, enjoying the beauty that fills each day? Then never speak a lie or allow wicked words to come from your mouth. Keep turning your back on every sin and make peace your life motto. Practice being at peace with everyone. The Lord sees all we do, and he watches over his friends day and night. His godly ones receive the answers they seek whenever they cry out to him. So Heavenly Father, I just thank you for each one that is listening to this message, Lord, whether they are in the midst of this or they just need the encouragement, Lord, to just know what to do in the future, Lord. I just thank you that your presence is always with us, even if we can't feel you, God, but that you want us to trust your presence and know that you are faithful, that your word is true, and that you are enough. I thank you for everyone and their year, and that you're just going to fill them up with blessings and favor as they walk into the destiny that you have for them. Thank you, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much for listening today. I trust that God has encouraged you through this message. For more information on this ministry and to access free downloads, please visit my website at jamieelizabeth.com and sign up. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Jamie Elizabeth She Speaks Life. That's J-A-Y-M-E Elizabeth She Speaks Life. Until next time, my friends, I pray God reveals himself through your own life story.